Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're learning Masechta Tamid, and we start the fourth parak today, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. And our parak is going to actually talk about the Karban HaTamid, how we shecht it, and how we bring it. So the first thing the Mishnah wants us to know is, Lo'ayu Kosin Esatle, when they wanted to shecht the sheep for the Karban HaTamid, they didn't tie all four legs together, or the first two legs alone, and the second two legs alone. And why is that? We don't want to do that which the Goyim do. Elam Akten or so, we tie each side, front leg to back leg, front leg to back leg, right? And then the Mishnah says, V'kachay Akidaso, right? This is how they would do the Akedah. This is how they would tie it together. What would they do? They would, Rosho L'darom, they would put the head towards the south, Upanav L'marav, and then they would put the face facing west. Right, Ashochid Omid b'Mizrach, the one who is shechting would be standing in the east. Upanav l'Marav, and his face would be towards the west, like the sheep's. Shel Shachar Yanishchar al Keren Tzfonis Maravis al Tabas Shnia. In the one in the morning, they would shecht it by the northwestern corner by the second ring. Remember, in the north, there were a bunch of rings. And so they would do that. There were 24 rings on the ground of the Azara, and they would do this by the second ring, which would be able to hold the animal to make it easier to shecht. And so the Mishnah wants us to understand that it was done that way for the morning one, but Shalbein Harbayim, the one that was done in the afternoon, Hayanishchar al Keren Mizrachis Tzmonis, it would be shechted on the corner of the northeast, al Tabashni, on the second one. Why was that? So the Pasuk says, Shnayim Mayom Olah Samid. And we learn that when we're dealing with the day, we use where the sun is. And it's Keneged HaShemesh. Shachat HaShochit, right? And then the Shochit would shech the animal. V'kibah HaMakaba, and right away the blood would come out. So the second Kohen had to be there to get the blood. Balo L'Kerem Mizrachis Tzfonis. That second one, the one who got the blood in, who did the action called Kabbalah, he would take it, he would walk it over to the northeastern corner, Bisham Mizrach, Benosim Mizrach Tzmona, and then he would put the blood onto the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, and then he would go Maravis Dromis, and then he would move to the southwestern corner, Benosain Marav Droma, and then he would go ahead and put it over there. Shiari Hadam Hayashofech Al Yisod Dromi, and the leftover blood he would pour on the at the base of the south. It says the Mishnah Lo Hayashover Boas Aregel Al Nokvo Mitoch Arkubo Betolabo. He didn't break the animal's leg, right? When he flayed the animal. What he would do is he would put a hole in the thigh, and he would hang the sheep on the hook, and then he would flay the animal, v'yored, and then he would, achahu magia l'chazeh, until he got to the thigh, he would flay it. Higia l'chazeh chatach esarosh, when he got to the thigh, he would go ahead and cut off the head, v'nos l'misha zachalo, and give it over to the guy who got it. Chatach esakrayim, he would take out the front legs and until the knees. And so what would he would do? He would binos on the Misha Zachabim, he would give it to the Kohen in charge of them. Meirei Ketzahevshet, he would go ahead and finish flaying the animal. Kares Alev Otzias Damo, he pulled out the heart, right? Chatach HaSeyadayim, then he would go ahead and he would take off the front legs. Binos on the Misha Zachabim, Allah L'regel HaYimanis, he would move to the right back leg. Chatcha v'nos l'misha zachabah, he would give it to the person who got it. Ushtei beitzim ima, and he would take the testes with that. Karo, he would rip out the belly. B'nimsa kulo gali l'fanav, at that point all of the innards would be revealed to him. Natal sapader, he would take out the fats. V'nosno al-beis shchita sarosh mamala, and v'nosno as-kirbayim v'nosno l'misha zachabem, he would give the innards to the guy who was zochotem, l'adicham, so that he should wash them off, v'akeres madichanosam, and he would clean it out from any excrement that would be inside the intestines, v'bayis madichin, and he would do it inside the special office that was alishka samadichin, called sarka until it was cleaned out, It had to be done at least three times on the special tables that were made out of marble so that it wouldn't go bad, that were between the different pillars as we described previously. And now you start to understand the process and what took so long to go bring the Karban HaTamid, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue with the study of the Karban HaTamid when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day.